Kaya Biz.
On the street, on the air, we quite frankly everywhere. 26 minutes now after 7 o'clock and we continue our conversation with a focus on all things property, but this time shifting to the fourth quarter home loan application statistics for 2021. If anything, it seems as though many of the banks have been heating up in their competition to actually approve home loans for many South Africans. According to the recent data and stats that have also been published by Uber, which is a bond originator, they've actually shared that we've seen a 3.1% increase in the fourth quarter of 2020 of home loan approvals. To tell us more and what this essentially means is Marius Tinny Crook, who is a regional sales manager for Uber Group. Marius, welcome to the show.
Good evening there, and hi, and also good evening to your listeners.
Thanks for joining us, Marius. If we do take a look at this improvement in home loan approval rates, does that essentially mean that more South Africans are buying homes?
I mean, over the last year in 2021, if we look at that year, the home market has definitely boomed. More people are buying homes. I think it's also because of the lower interest rate that people have taken advantage of. And then we're also very fortunate that, as you've mentioned, you know, all four of the major banks are in the market. So they actually want to lend to people, which is obviously helping the consumer a lot, you know, that no bank is pulling back, but everybody's out there aggressively trying to get clients to take home loans with them. So the market has been rather buoyant in 2021.
Very buoyant, and I guess this has been an ongoing trend that you get to witness as Uber. What I'm keen to understand, Marius, is this just the banks, opening up more home loan applications and being more liberal with their lending, or are we also seeing that there has been a pickup in the number of South Africans who might go through channels like Uber to actually decide to purchase property and review their options for home loans?
So again, I think there's definitely been more clients that have been seeing the value of a bond originator. You know, if we look at how many, I think we're up about 2% year on year on more people using bond originators. And that also helps with the level of approvals. Mm. You know, more than 50% of our bonds that were declined were actually then approved by another bank. So it shows you that, you know, the moment your bank declines your application doesn't mean that it's a done deal. You know, there are other options for you. And again, that is the value of a bond originator. In fact, in quarter four of 2021, 50% of the initial declined applications were approved by another bank. Wow. So that shows you the value of an originator.
Yep. You guys do all the hard work for us, on our behalf, going to the different banks, evaluating the best interest rates and the best deals, and then coming back with all those options. I'm keen to also ask regarding the home loan value or size or quantity. On average, how much are South Africans seeing their home loans being approved for?
So in Uber itself, about 80% of our clients that we have submitted applications for will definitely get their bond approved. So that's quite a high approval rate that we have. And again, it's all because of going to so many banks that we have this opportunity to get 80% bond approval rate. And that is quite high for our clients.
And the average property price?
So that's sort of, you know, a difference from province to province. Ah. The Western Cape obviously has definitely got the highest property price, and they are around 1.8 million, and that's across the board. You know, the Western Cape is rather big. And then North and West Gauteng has got the second highest average price of about 1.5, and the rest of the country we're looking at about 1.1, 1.2 million on average. And then for the first time, actually, the Free State has breached the 1 million rand average selling price for a property in the Free State in 2021.
Mm. Interesting to note. So clearly 2021 has been a year for breaking levels and records, I guess, is the word that I'm looking for. I'm also keen to understand, Marius, and I'm not sure if you have this data at your fingertips, but I guess the gender dynamics and maybe even the racial dynamics, as it's previously been quoted, that a lot more females, single females specifically, are purchasing property.
Absolutely. You know, we do have some stats. I don't have it directly with me, sure. But, you know, we have definitely moved from the one sort of dynamic to another. And it's definitely over the last year, we've seen more single black females being buying the property. So it's definitely moving, you know, towards the career orientated female coming into the market and buying property. And I think, again, because of the interest rate being so low, it has made it a little bit easier for people to actually enter the market. And, you know, affordability has been made easier because of interest rates being low. So we definitely still see that the front runner would be a black lady that's definitely getting into the market, which is a really, really positive thing to see.
Yep, sounds like many Googles, exactly me.
The best you buy.
Exactly. Marius, I guess to close off with, you mentioned that it's been low interest rates, and you're quite right. We've never seen them at these record lows, but looking at the news flow, rising inflation and the upcoming MPC meeting, many economists are anticipating that we will likely see interest rates increase. How do you see this influencing bond applications and approvals going forward for the year ahead?
So, you know, the feeling at Uber is that we'll definitely this year probably see between 0.75 to 1% increase. So that's about 20.25% basis points, you know, every time that, or 25% basis points every time the MPC sits. So it will definitely go up this year. And every 0.25 that it actually goes up, it's an extra 150 rand on a million rand bond that you have to pay more. So affordability will become more questionable during this year. It will be a little bit harder to afford that bond. But I think we also have to look at the positive side. You know, although it's going to go up, and we suspect maybe around 8% for the year, before we went into the pandemic, we were sitting at 10%. So, you know, even though we might be going up to 10%, and yes, it will definitely affect affordability, I think we're still on a better space, or in a better space than we were actually before the pandemic, when we had to pay 10%. So it's not all doom and gloom. Yes, it's going to be a little bit tighter, but it's still more positive. The rates are still relatively low.
Fantastic. Good news for us to hear, especially for many who might already be keen to enter the market or look at making additional purchases within the property environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Certainly. Marius, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate the insight that you've shared with us, and looking forward to seeing more of what Uber will share in terms of these stats and figures regarding home loan approvals from some of the big banks. Thanks again for
fantastic. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And yes, listeners, go out there, buy those properties, and let's see if we can help you.
Definitely. That's Marius Tenney-Crook. He's a provincial sales manager at Uber. That's the a bond originator which assists many South Africans with qualifying, or rather seeking approval from various banks to get their home loans approved.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. On the streets.